Yuna Musha Laom. Zocha za Yuma Zesh Yitzosim in Mitzrayim Zis Amor. Yuna Chuyzik Yoro Tziyo Shem Aschem Yerzeh Bo Yeh Ochel Chameit. Yud Gimel. Chosim. Gimel, I just quoted. Yoy Matem Yoytzim Chuyzish Ho'obif. Today you're going out the Chodesh Ha'aviv. The Rashi, Chivoy Ha'yu Yino Yoidim Be'ez Chodesh Yoidim. Didn't know what month it was out. Kach Omer Ahem. Ru Chesed Shigam Alchem. Shehoitzi Eschem B'Chodesh U'Kosh Ha'lotzes. V'chama V'leitzina V'leitzomim. Chen hu oimem moitzi atzirim at kashorois choyde shukosha lotzes. Tell a little puzzle, but I just said me now, it's a little puzzle. I was also a little bit, but now again. Lechora to fell the gazach. Zohar sa yoyim azeh ashi yitzos in Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to remember the day. Rashi, and here we learn the chiyuv. Not much of a skin, it's the Yisrael B'chol Yon, and there's a chiyuv to mention it's Yisrael every day. Mibbeis Avodim, remember you went out Mibbeis Avodim, Shki B'chozik Yor, Tzi Hashem Ha'Sicham Yizeh. Hashem took out B'chozik Yor with miracles. Hashem took us out. It's unbelievable. Mamash, that's a makis. Every day Hashem took us out. Ha'yoyim Atem Yoyitz B'chozik, a whole posseg in the Chumash. Hashem says, realize another thing. Take into account. Something else went on over here. You went out not in a day that was cold. Springtime. The time of spring. Took you out in a time that was kosher lotzeis. A very good time to go out. Over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we have a special din. Hashem said, remember, or see the chesed that I was going with you, that I took you out. The Ma'aseh of Oisai, if you would ask anybody, you know, they were in Mitzrayim, they were b'shibud. They had it really rough. The Shiva Mitzrayim was painful. It was torturous. What was going on over there. And now, it comes time, everybody wants to take them out. So, you would imagine they would go crazy. They would go, let's just get out. The Baruch Hashem are going out. Who cares what the weather's like? Well, Shmolki, what's the weather report for tomorrow? The going out day. Who cares with the weather? You're going out of Israel 210 years. 210 years. The grandparents, the parents, everybody's in Shibud. It was terrible. Finally going out. What's the weather report? You think it's on anybody's mind? Who cares? It's for free people. You know what it is about that? You go to a jail. The guy's getting out of jail. He's sent away for 25 years. The prison. He finally gets out of jail. And calls up his wife, I'm coming home. What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Who cares what the weather is tomorrow? Get me out of the jail. I'm Zaycha. And here, I got the pasuk in Chumash, every word. Ramban says, if there's one ois missing in the Torah, Ramban says, we know, the Torah says, if one ois missing from the Torah, it's possible. If one ois missing in the Torah is possible. You can't use the Torah. What is every ois? Shemesh Alkosh Bon Rabban Mazel. Everything has a meaning, has something to it. Yes, Achoyer Ayom Atam Yoytzim Bechoyer Shavim Ruchashet Shigimalchem. Hashem says, remember, see, look out, notice the Chesed Shigimalchem that I took you out in a time that was kosher. It's made the Al Murad Galina Rav Oseh. I don't know if anybody talks about this, but I was just over it. That when a person has something happen to him good in this world, So b'derech klal, he doesn't departmentalize it. He doesn't go into every part of the goodness. Oh, Baruch Hashem, it was a good day. Had a good day. Something good happened to me. You know, there was a trip. She made a trip. So Baruch Hashem, was a nice trip. Thank you for the trip. You say thank you for the this, and thank you for the that. And what about the lunch? Thank you for the this. You know, there are a cloud of people now. They look on the whole thing. Person zaycha to whatever he's over to for chasana. He's thanks to the Baruch Hashem. Well, what about the suit that I got? And what about everything that was bought? All the bottle that came and everything. He sometimes even forgets the. And he's that good for, let's say, the day of his chasen, for instance, a good example. He has a chasen day, and that has to be a mamash, a beautiful day outside the chasen. So after he thinks that the Baruch Hashem, beautiful chasen, Baruch Hashem, the Yeshiva came on time finally, and Baruch Hashem had a beautiful chuppah, violins were playing so nice, he didn't miss a beat. Even the guy, my friend on the chuppah, he goes off key at a certain point, and he didn't even go off key, Baruch Hashem. And he found out it was a take of a different guy. Anyway, and Lamaisa, everything was good. Baruch Hashem, you thank him to notice the beautiful day HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it for you. Oh, Chesed Shigamalcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take into account Yelizach, Rabbi said. You see, that's Mitzrayim. Is the Pshat is a person has to spend time to think about all the good things that he has. And that sometimes takes away in his life, but if a person doesn't spend the time to think about all the good, then a lot of times he learns later on to complain. But if he would go on and make a list of so many good that he thinks, he would say, Baruch Hashem, look how much good I have in this world. Look how good it is. It's not so bad. When he weighs, okay, did one good thing happen to me? Can I go one bad thing? But again, in the good, there could be 20 different things. There could be so much, even in the bad sometimes. There could be so certain good things that are there, but again, we tend to look at things black and white. And the same with the good that we have happens to us, so there's so much good that happens to us that we don't recognize it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us that we should make an asik of recognizing the toy, being marked the toy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us, not only as one big thank you, not only as one big, but to see Yedda Chelek. To see every part and parcel of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's benevolence upon us. And this is sometimes very, very difficult for a person to do. But like I said, if a person does it, it can change his outlook on everything. If you realize that there's so much good that's happening to him. And the same, well, we spoke a few times, the same way, being when a person gets a toilet from somebody else. A lot of times he doesn't departmentalize it, he doesn't break it down. He looks at it as one toiva, but doesn't realize what everything that went into it. All the different parts that went into the toiva. And the person forgets to realize that there's so much toiv that's being done to him. And if a person feels that, it gives him a different appreciation of himself, a different appreciation of the person doing it for him. And the person knows how much effort that went in to each step of the way. Not only for this, but for this, and for that, and for this, and for that. There's so much, so many different things. Mela, he's overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed with the toil that's being done to him. He really, he feels mamish, that he has to mamish give a garza toil in a meridic way. And the same goes true, he says in China, but it's both wanted us to recognize everything that we see, not just that's the fact that we're going out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so beautiful, such a geschmack way to go out. On this inyan Rabbi Sai, I think that we have to re-mechazik Rabbi Sai. Re-mechazik the inyan of the toy voice that are done to us, Rabbi Sai. I really, you know, we talk about it from time to time. The inyan of HaKadosh HaToiv, everybody said what it means. This is the MSD Yisoy. HaKadosh HaToiv means recognition of the Toiv. It's a mistake the lumbus of saying, giving the gratitude afterwards, showing the gratitude, is the result of a Kursa Tov. That's not the chefts of a Kursa Tov. The chefts of a Kursa Tov is spending time thinking about the Tov that people do for us. And I think it's such a, if I'm talking to myself, always we have to talk about Machaz again. What's from the Yisoyde, Yisoydos? The Yisoydos of Yadus, the Yisoydos of Yid. If a person is not Oisik in a Kurs HaToiv, then he should give up his Yiddishkeit. That's Dostosh Dei. Amoinu Moyav weren't allowed to become part of Klal Yisrael. Shaloi Kidmu Eschem, Dr. Ramban. They forgot about a Kurs HaToiv that was done to them. They can't come into Klal Yisrael. Lo Yovoi Bekal Hashem. They can't come into Klal Yisrael. It'll be a biggest thing from a seer. He doesn't have the appreciation of a Kurs HaToiv. Lo Yovoi Bekal Hashem. The Chetz of Yid is somebody who's Makir B'Toiv, understands and recognizes Toiv that's done for him. So many of us walk around with kindness, so many walk around with this is not good enough, and instead of looking at all the negative, instead of looking at all the negative, a person has to focus on the Toiv that's being done with him. And he has to recognize it. And finally, the next stage is to acknowledge it, Rabbi Sa. To acknowledge, to tell people around you that you're getting a Toiv from. Show your appreciation, Rabbi Sa. But it doesn't start there. It's just to say that, okay, we heard a shmooze right now. To work on the midah means you have to spend time at it recognizing Toiv that's been done to you. It's all around us, Rabbi Sa. Left and right. Toiv is being done, and we're not recognizing. You say, what do you mean? What do you mean? I said thank you 4 months ago to the cook. On a Tuesday, when I bumped into Ago, he was walking out. He almost knocked him over. But he said, oh, by the way, thanks. I said thank you to the person that, you know, I said thank you for the what's his name? Gidani. I also said to thank you to him once in a while. After I punched him in the face. So I knocked over him. I mean, what do you mean? Being paid for it. Being paid. We see from all the Gedolim, that's not even that's their job. That's they did it for a reason. They did it for a reason. If you got a toy from somebody, you are mechuyev to recognize the toy and to thank them for it. All the Gedolim, the oil would thank their cooks, thank the people that worked in the thing, would recognize them in the first place, say hello to them, that's the first thing. Say hello to them, person doesn't like it. You're getting a toy from somebody. Recognize it's a toy. The Bereshit also runs the world. He's giving toy all the time. You have to recognize it. We see it's coming to us. Hashem has to do it. He means creating me. He has to watch out. Yeah, you know, he created me. I mean, he has to be created. You know? But he has to be doing for me. So thank you. What else to thank God for the food? Toys. It's a big toys. It's a tachos abriya b'sad. A hakir b'toivosa. It's a pellet de gazara b'sad. I'm going to shut off the tape. A pellet de gazara. I still despoil from it. I'm still trying to figure it out. What's good? And all your days, think about the big, you'll never be happy in this world. You're happy with your lot, that's made you're able to see the toy that you do have. And if you can't recognize the toy, so you'll never be happy. The ultimate seers, you'll see those people that have it more and more. You'll never be happy. Because there's always going to be something missing. Ain't other makes the chatzit tavosu is yod. There's always going to be something missing. So I'll never be happy. But spend time to recognize the toy. And thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Realize what it's about. Hayoyim atem yoyitze b'chodesh ha'ov. Recognize there was also a beautiful day today. Understand and to recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu's benevolence of Yisrael. But it starts with a koyfe b'tei bozo shal ha'ver v'soy v'lifra v'alu v'tei bozo shal ha'ver v'tei. Then nothing's good in life here. Because I don't recognize any toy that I'm getting. takes time, it takes that you swear because the Torah is not saying a thank you. That's all fake. Americans are very good at saying please and thank you. Beautiful. The Gavald is a, but that's not a curse of Torah. It's American niceties, and I'm not saying anything wrong. It's a beautiful, it's a nice thing. That's not a curse of Torah. Curse of Torah is a recognition. To think, spend time a little bit. How much Torah am I receiving? Call you and be your. And you live a different life when you say. You're more appreciative of life. You're more appreciative of everything that goes around you. You're more appreciative of things that are done for you. You feel mamish, like you feel good about yourself. It builds self-esteem. People are doing for me. And then when you come home and you get married, you appreciate your wife. You come home and there's a meal. It's probably, like we said once said, you come home, there's a plate. Oh, thank you for supper. You finally get out. After you belched up a few burps. You finally got out of one of those burps. You got out, thank you very much, maybe. I mean, according to the gematria of the burps, maybe that's what it meant. But the mice, at the end of the day, each part of the meal took time. Took time to make. First of all, you had the zach. When you come home, the supper's not ready. The lunch is not ready. So you don't go crazy because you feel so indebted. And so I think from all the toy that's done to you, day in, day out of us. People don't realize what it is to spend a half time making something, going through it, and working at it. People don't realize the effort that goes into cooking a meal. It takes time, it takes effort. People don't go into what's making your laundry. You stick your hand, Baruch Hashem, my drawer, Baruch Hashem, my undershirt, it's crisp and clean. What went into it? Well, how much time? The folding. Drying, washing, folding, everything. The person learns to appreciate it. So there's less fighting, there's less arguing, there's less bickering between each other, because how could I bicker to that person when so much good he gives me? How can I go over to a person and have kindness when there's so much good? In the same way, something went bad in my eyes, even though we know everything's really good. But something went bad today. This thing didn't work out. There's so much good I've got probably against me. Where's my tithes? Good to say thank you, boss. It's very nice. People say thank you. Thank you for supper. Thank you for the meal. It's good. But there's much more deep in it to think, spend the time to think before you say the thank you. But to think a little bit. It could be a small little thank you. But if it was comes with thought, the most gewaltig is that. It could change your whole mitzvahs. Saying thank you is also good. But with the thought before it is the soil of yadus. Yadus is hakoras. Spend time, mamish, to analyze. The etzim, the toiv. And then from that to come out with a thank you, that's a different mitzvahs of us. Zerich of Eiza Hashem is Korah of Eiza. The Pella the Gazach, not one. I don't understand this. No, I'm trying to download it, but I wasn't organized this. Not one. Why shouldn't you be get it? I don't, whatever it is, I don't want to go to it. It doesn't make sense. But the mice, at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, the Yisoid, how Yisoid is, Rabbi Sai, we have to get back to the Yisoid. To be back here, to be also, Shechavei, or your roommate. Your roommate, the person has to learn to market, Toivus, and your roommate also. His roommates, his dear mates, whatever it is, his bunk mates, to the cooks, the people that clean. Everybody's involved in giving you toivus of boisah. Don't want to be able to cough with toivus of boisah. The mamish, the worst meat is there is, cough with toivus. You serve by his Hashem to understand the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu toivus. You serve by Kaim, the Maisel. It comes to the emissary call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zerich of the Ezra, to the benevolence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.